You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. GIFT Nifty traded up by 108 points or 0.51% at 21,425, indicating a positive opening for domestic indices NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex on Wednesday. Previously on Thursday, the NSE Nifty 50 gained 104.90 points or 0.50% to settle at 21,255.05, while the BSE Sensex ended higher by 358.79 points or 0.51% to 70,865.10. The stocks to keep an eye on today are Infosys, Tata Motors, LIC, HUL, MOIL, All Cargo Gati, SEAT, KPI Greens and Keynes Technology. Up next, foreign portfolio investors have pumped in $20 billion in Indian equities till December 20th, the second highest in the last decade. In 2020, FPIs invested $23 billion in the Indian markets. What is remarkable is that among Asian economies, only Japan is ahead of India, attracting $30 billion. South Korea, which ranks third in Asia this year, received close to $9 billion in inflows. Andrew Holland, CEO of Avendus Capital Alternate Strategies, said that with the US Federal Reserve signaling rate cuts, foreigners will look towards India for the next phase of growth. FPIs generally take a cautious stance in the run-up to the elections as they seek stability. The confidence of a clear majority for the ruling party, however, has made this year an exception, say market players. Moving on, e-commerce major Flipkart said on Thursday that its largest shareholder Walmart will be investing $600 million into the company as part of its $1 billion fundraise plan. Other internal stakeholders and a few external investors will be putting in the balance $400 million. Flipkart will use the money to expand its operations, strengthen its supply chain, and bolster its tech capabilities. However, this is not a pre-IPO round and another fundraise can be expected next year. Industry sources said that the ongoing round values Flipkart at a premium of around 5-10% from its previous valuation. Flipkart was last valued at around $35 billion. In another development, the government has given state-run life insurance corporation a 10-year window to meet the minimum public shareholding norm of 25%, given the volatility in the insurance behemoth's share price since listing in May 2022. According to Securities and Exchange Board of India norms, a company is required to have an MPS of 25% 3 years after listing. For state-run companies, however, the government is empowered to provide relaxations in this regulation. Since LIC's listing in May 2022, the insurer's stock has taken a beating, falling 35-40% below the IPO issue price of Rs. 949 a share earlier this year. The stock has improved in recent weeks, partly due to the improved stock market sentiment. LIC's share price closed at Rs. 764.55 on the BSE on Thursday. Meanwhile, after having acquired payment aggregator licenses from the Reserve Bank of India, major players are now focusing on increasing merchants on their platforms by offering a range of products and services. Earlier this week, the RBI granted its final approval to several entities, allowing them to onboard new merchants. RBI's move put an end to a one-year wait for these entities. In December 2022, the central bank had asked platforms which have received in-principle approvals for payment aggregator licenses to stop onboarding new merchants till additional reports and audit documents are submitted. Apart from Razorpay, cash-free payments and in-cash were among companies that received the central bank's nod. These entities can now onboard new merchants on their platforms. In other news, after Lok Sabha, the Rajya Sabha on Thursday passed the Telecommunications Bill 2023 by voice vote. The bill seeks to simplify procedural and structural processes around spectrum, licensing, right-of-way and dispute resolution in the sector. A major change is that the government has moved from licensing to authorization for various services, a practice which is prevalent in most developed economies. The opposition members who participated in the discussions presented their arguments in favor of the bill, but sought clarifications from the government on how the interception of messages will be carried out, what will be the division of powers between state and central government with regard to interception, how long can the internet services be shut down, issues regarding administrative allocation of spectrum, among other things. Lastly, despite the dent from curbs in exports of rice and other farm produce, India's agriculture exports this financial year are expected to reach the last year levels of $53 billion, a senior official said Thursday. The government this year banned exports of non-basmati rice and put curbs on sugar and onion exports. Last year, India exported $11.14 billion of rice. In April-November, rice exports declined 7.65% to $6.5 billion. Though only basmati rice exports are now allowed, there has been an increase in export volume and value realization. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.